Welcome to the Prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Alrighty, guys. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Jason. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in for this beautiful day. We're going to be talking about your faith. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about your faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things unseen. Let's look at what the Lexical Bible Dictionary. Let's pray right quick. Father, we just thank you today. We glorify you, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you, God, for what you're moving, mountains you're moving. Lord, you're pushing us into higher, greater faith than ever, God. We're receiving stuff that we never have received because of the spirit called faith. And Lord, faith is something that grows in the side of us. And God, I just pray today, God, that you elevate it and give us understanding of the kind of faith that you're trying to push us to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Guys, thank you for tuning in today. Appreciate you guys so much. I know you hear us from the radio land. We are working on the apps. Our apps are going up pretty soon, guys. I've got it in for the count. So we'll be downloading the app on Apple and Android. You can download The Kingdom Radio. And we're all over podcasts now. We're on Spotify. We're just expanding the border. And my prayer is that God expand more borders so more people we can reach. So we are working on this table, guys. We're working on a table right now. I'm trying to get all this stuff ready for going live, okay? We're trying to get going live. We're going to be on Facebook again live. We're going to be on Wednesday night. And even on the Prophets, we're thinking about going live too. I'm not sure yet, but I'm praying about some things. We want to expand our border. We want to reach many as people as we can in these last days. So that's what we're doing. Okay, guys, let's get into this. This thing's called faith. From the Lexicon Bible Dictionary, faith is apilix and revelance upon and trust in God. Reliance, so to speak, reliance upon and trust in God, a central emphasis of Christianity. Now, let's see what faith is in the Bible Dictionary, Easton's Bible Dictionary, and that's what we're going right now. Faith is a general persuasion of the mind that certain statements is true. And we read in Philippians chapter 1:27, Philippians 1:27 says, only that conversation be it become the gospel of Christ, and whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. Ain't that wonderful? And let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:13 says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Its a primary idea is trust. That's what faith is. It's trust, guys. A thing is true, therefore worth of trust. It admits in many degrees up to full assurance of faith in accordance with the evidence of which it rests. Now, if you know the truth about something, why do we believe lies? See, we believe God don't want to make a way, but the truth is he'll make a way. He is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm the only way. And if we don't believe God is our provider, sometimes God puts us at the test. See, sometimes God allows all these things to come upon us to stretch our faith, but he does that because he wants us to trust in him, because we'll trust in him when we got a little, but when we got a lot, it's kind of hard to trust in him, okay? When we got a little, you know, I'm good with it. I'm good. You know, I'm paying this and I'm paying that. But God, when God starts stretching you and pulling you up to higher levels, it's more harder because now I'm going to have to trust in him. I can't trust in my job. I can't trust in what I make. I can't trust in what I do. You can't trust in these things. You got to put your trust in God. And sometimes God pulls you to new levels because of that. It's easy to trust God in one level, but when he pulls you up to another level, it's kind of hard because then it gets kind of scary. Amen. So God is building our faith today. That's what he's doing. He's building our faith to reach, because there's one thing that pleases God, and here's what pleases God: to trust in him no matter what. You might not understand it. You might not think, how in the world am I going to do this, God? How in the world am I going to do this? But see, here's how you're going to do it. You're going to trust in God and relax in God and say, God, you got this. See, Satan wants us to have lack. Satan wants us to not have anything in life, and not just things in life. He don't even want you blessed, because he wants you to live in fear of tomorrow. My friend, you can't live in fear of tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow holds. Jesus said, take no thought what you shall wear or drink. But we do. We worry about these things. How am I going to do this? Huh? And then we get there. Okay. And I'm not telling y'all don't be sensible and don't have wisdom and you know, don't blow money you ain't got. That ain't what I'm saying. That's not nothing I'm saying. I'm not trying to tell you to go in there and walk by faith and blow all your check in one day. I'm not trying to tell you that, because you got to be a good steward of what God's gave you. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. When God's telling you to step out on faith, that means step out on faith. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Just go. Because Peter stepped out of that boat. He didn't stay in the norm. If he stayed in the norm, then he wouldn't never receive anything of the Lord. See, my friend, if you're going to receive anything of the Lord, you got to walk by faith. There's one thing in the Bible that pleases God. They ain't paying you tithes. Nothing pleases God except faith. And what is faith? Faith is the evidence unseen. Guys, we don't understand sometimes where God leads us. We scratching our noggin thinking, God, I don't understand this. But it's not for you to understand. If God wanted you to understand, he would have gave you instructions. But the reason why he didn't give you instructions, watch this. The reason why he didn't give you instructions, because he wants you to trust in him. That's why the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I maketh you lie in green pastures. What is he telling you there? Is he telling you that he don't want to bless you, or he don't want to give you? No. He's trying to let you know, I am your shepherd. I'll guide you even when you're wrong. I'll keep you even when you think you're going the wrong way. That's faith, my friend. That is full trust in the unseen God that we cannot see with our mortal eyes, but just know that he's on our every side. Even when we go the wrong way, God's got a wall built around us. Thank God that God's got me, even when I ain't got myself. Thank God he's got me. Let's go on with this. It is a primary idea is trust. A thing is called true, therefore worthy of trust and admits many degrees of full assurance of faith in accordance of the evidence which it rests. What is the evidence today? What do we have as evidence of faith? Who are we putting faith in? That's what I'm saying. I don't put my faith in Donald Ray Trump. I don't put my faith in Joe Biden. I don't put my faith in the Harley place. I don't put my faith in CEI, which that's where I work. I don't put my faith in my wife. I don't put my faith in my in-laws and outlaws. And that's what they come when they come in-laws. They become outlaws when you get married. Come on, just a little joke to throw in there. Listen, I don't care. I don't put my faith in nobody. But long as I put my faith in the Lord, he will guide me, protect me, and he will always sustain me, even when I go wrong myself. That's one thing Paul did say. There's no good thing inside of me. What Paul was stating was, listen, I don't even trust in my own self. But if I put my trust in the Lord and say, Lord, when I step out and do this, you got me. I know you do. And even when I go the wrong way, you'll make the crooked path straight. Come on. I went the wrong way. God's always made it right for me. Come on. We got to listen to him, guys. We do have to listen to him and quit going the wrong way. But even when you go the wrong way, God will fix it for you, because God has promised you that he will keep you, and he will keep you, and he is your shepherd. If the Lord is your shepherd, then he will keep you in a path of, if you allow him to keep you in a path of protection. He's not going to let you go do stuff you can't do. He's not going to do it. Watch this. Faith is a result of teaching. In Romans 10, how that with we call on him and to whom that hath believed, and how shall we believe in him and whom have we have not heard? And how shall we hear without a preacher? You cannot develop this thing called faith unless you hear it. Faith cometh by hearing, but by the word of God. But how can they hear without a preacher? How can I build your faith if I don't have faith myself? But I got to be called to preach. I got to be a sent one. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings and good things. Verse 16, but they that not obey the gospel, for Esau saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes, guys. We speak to ourselves. We speak as preachers. We send forth message that this God that we're talking about is an unseen God, but he's real. Guys, faith is trusting in something you cannot see. Faith is trusting in something you're not sure of. And sometimes people are so fickle with this stuff because they're scared of getting hurt, number one. Number two, they can't step out on faith in new relationships. Well, my friend, if God pulled you to a relationship, then God's got that relationship. Even when you went wrong, God will make it right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even when we go wrong, God will make it right. But sometimes it's a lesson to teach you, hey, don't go that way again. But God's got you. Knowledge, extol, let's go on, guys. Intimate the faith, someone spoken as a elevate to the faith in John 3:38. In John 10:38 says, but I do, though you believe me, believe not me, but believe the works that you may know. And believe the Father is in me and I and in him. So you're not going to believe I'm from God unless you see the works. My God, unless you see the works, then you're not going to believe I'm from God. If you don't see the dead raised, if you don't see the blind see, if you don't see cancer go, if you don't see these miracles through me, then you're not going to believe that he sent me. And that's why Jesus concentrated on the miracles. I'm telling you, the miracles will manifest themselves in this ministry. I'm telling you. I've seen a lady, she's supposed to be on here today. I don't know what happened to her, but that's okay. I don't know what's going on, but she's supposed to be on here to testify that God healed her from stage 4 cancer right not on TikTok last Wednesday. Now, I'm telling you, God is doing a thing. God is healing a thing. And if God can do that, he can do anything. It's not nothing too hard for him. But if you see the works, then you believe that God has sent me to you. And we're going to see more miracles right on this podcast. We're going to see people calling in, and I'm prophesying this. We're going to see people calling in and prophesying and people getting healed, because there's one thing God wants to do. He wants to destroy every work of the devil. He wants to destroy the spirit of lack. He wants to destroy the spirit of cancer. He wants to destroy the spirit of high blood pressure. I'm claiming that right now. My wife has got it in there, and he's destroying that spirit of cancer. He's destroying that spirit of high blood pressure and anxiety in Jesus' mighty name. He's destroying it. He's destroying it. God wants to cancel whatever the plans of the enemy is. God wants to bless you. The enemy wants to curse you. God wants you to walk with the head. The devil wants you to walk as the tail. But how do we get there? It's called faith, my friend. But you show me your works, and I'll show you my faith. But faith without works is dead. If you're not a giver, you need to be. You need to test God. He said, test me that I might not pour the windows of heaven out and pour you out a blessing that you may have not room. I'm here to tell you, I live in a little log cabin, but I'm going to tell you something. This thing keeps getting fuller and fuller. What is God saying? I'm pouring it out on you, and you're going to have to make room, because I got more coming. I'm telling you, I want everything God got for me, and I ain't going to let people get in my way, and I'm not going to let fear get in my way, because I know God wants to bless his children. I don't care who's in office. Hogwash. God will bless you in the middle of nowhere. God will bless you with a rock. God will bless you. He'll cause water to come out of rock in the middle of a desert. Don't tell me God can't do it. I'm tired of hanging around these folks that want to doubt on God and unbelief. How am I going to do this? I don't know how you're going to do it, but all I know is I'm going to the promised land. I'm getting everything God has promised me. Glory to God. If he promised me health, I'm going to get it. If he promised me prosperity, I'm going to get it. If he promised me big houses, I'm going to get it. Why? Because it's mine, and God promised to me that he would bless me and fulfill my desires if I delight myself in him. Now, come on. God wants to bless his children. I'm tired of these people going around, well, you're getting in debt. Well, I'm sick of that. And sure, the more you get blessed, the jealous people are going to be. They're going to come up with everything under the sun. You can't afford that. Let me tell you something. You're right, I can't afford it, but God can. Why? Because God owns the Harley place. Come on. God owns it. And if God's got my back, you don't worry about it. Check it up on Shataya. He's got my back. And I'm not going to live in fear. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not going to live in fear of knowing the unknown. I don't fear death. Death, where is your sting? It's swallowed up in victory. I'm tired of being around people. All they do is doubt. All they do is live in constant fear and anxiety. But God is sick of that. Child, God wants you to get up, shake the dust off of your feet, and say, God, I don't know how we're going to get to the top, but we're going to get there. I know I used to go down the road and wondering how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that. What reality sets in is this, my friend. Where is your faith in your God, not you? You don't have the abilities to do anything, but he does, and he wants you to come up higher with him. Because what you fail to realize is you're not getting blessed, not because God don't want to bless you. It's because your faith is weak in God. You don't trust him. He tells you, you're losing a job and gonna get a better one. Stand on it with all hell and high water. Put your foot on that Bible and say, listen, I'll stand. Lord, I received that word and I'm moving backwards, but you're moving me forward because he's gonna bless you. The only thing that will rob you from your blessings is doubting in your God. Doubting in your God. Faith is a result of teaching. Knowledge. Sometimes is spoken on elevate faith. Yet to extinguish of respect. And faith includes an assent, and which is an act, a will, an addition of act of understanding. Assent is to the truth of the instance of faith. The ultimate ground on which our, hold on, guys. Well, it won't go. There we go. It's an act, an addition to an act of of the understanding essential to the truth of the assurance of faith. And will, in addition to act of understanding, assist to the truth, exist of faith, an ultimate ground of which our assent of any revealed truth rests in the verities of our God. Historical faith. Historical faith, guys. Historical faith. Historical faith. Genesis 15:6. Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted for him as righteousness. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you today, my friend? You're not receiving anything from God because you're doubting God. You're not receiving any blessings because you have this mentality of thinking, how am I gonna, how am I wanna? I can't do this because I'm used to living in the spirit of fear. I'm used to living in lack. I'm used to living where I don't know if God wants to bless me or not, because every time I do, my body acts up, or maybe my health starts going down. But my friend, the reason you act like that, because you've been in that environment all your life, but God's telling you to come out of the environment and walk by faith. And say, look, I'm fixing to bless you, and these blessings that I'm pouring on you now, it's not compared to the ones I'm fixing to, but in order to receive those blessings, I got to stretch your faith. I got to stretch your faith. You don't know how you're going to do it. You don't know how you're going to do these things, but all I do know is this. I trust in God. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but all I know is sometimes God wants us, and he's calling up higher, and he's calling Abraham to Mount Sinai to sacrifice his son. He didn't know how the provision was going to be there. He took his son up there, and he just walked. Sometimes faith, you have to take a step. When you take a step, God takes a step. It's trusting in something that you believe in. It's showing God, hey, look, I'm going to show you I trust him. I'm going to show you. I trust you, Lord. That old song says, I still trust you, Lord. I still trust you. No matter what goes on, bad or good. It don't matter if you're in a dilemma. It don't matter if you're facing cancer today. It don't matter if you're facing a corona. It don't matter what you're facing today. Faith will always get you out. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't need to understand it. All I need to do is trust in you. And God, I'm going to trust in you. And you got to speak this out your mouth. You can't just hear this, what I'm saying. Listen, faith comes by hearing, but faith activates itself when it starts doing. My God, that's good. Listen, faith cometh by hearing. It comes to you and approaches yourself to you, but to activate faith, it activates by what you do. I mean, I just don't want faith to come to me. I want faith to be activated in me. Yay! I want faith to be activated in me. I don't want faith to just come to me, because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing. But just because it comes to you, you've got to act on it. You've got to act on faith. Just hearing faith ain't good enough. You got to activate faith by doing it. When God says give, it shall be given to you, then you're activating the faith when you start doing. Paul said, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. But faith without works is dead. What I'm trying to tell you is, put your faith into action today. I want you to sow a seed. Whoever hears this, I know you're going to hear this, and I know you're tired of hearing it, but I'm telling you, I'm telling you, if you will sow a seed, God will bless you this day. I'm teaching you how to access your faith. I'm teaching you how to access your faith. I'm teaching you how to live an active faith. Listen, a lot of you faith are dead. Your faith is dead because you put no works to it. You hear, and that's all you do. Faith is come, but it's not active in your life. It is not active in your life. I'm telling you, sow a seed today. I'm telling you, and God will bless you. Watch what he does. He will open doors for you that no man could open. I'm telling you, he'll bless you where you think he wouldn't bless you. Why? Because you're activating your faith with that seed today. Whatever God, listen, I want you to go to www.paypal.me/JasonLeppard. I want you to sow a seed. I want you to sow a seed. I want you to sow a seed, whatever that seed is, whether it's $50, whether it's $10, whether it's $20, whether it's $50. Listen, God said, when you sow this seed, I'm gonna shake the windows of heaven. I've seen it too many times. When you sow to this ministry, it'll be God Saving Ministry, guys. This is the Kingdom Radio, but we are under God Saving Ministry. When you sow to this ministry and help us share the gospel, here's what's going to happen to you, and I'm prophesying over you right now. When you sow this seed, God is going to open the windows of heaven. You're going to see debt ratio decrease. You're going to see things that you didn't never think you would be approved of. You're going to be approved of in this season. I'm telling you, I don't care if Biden's in office. I don't care who's in office. Number one, I don't put my faith in Biden. I don't put my faith in Donald Ray Trump. I don't put my faith in nothing. I put my faith in God. God calls the children of Israel to prosper even when they was in a desert moment. Come on, God can make you prosper wherever you are. I don't care what pandemics hit. I don't care what jobs are going under. God can make water come out of a rock. He can make shoes last for 40 years for the children of Israel. Come on. He can do anything he wants to do. But I'm going to tell you why the children of Israel didn't ever reach the promised land. Some of them died in the wilderness because they didn't believe God could do it. They didn't believe God could do it. I'm telling you something. You need to rise up and catch your faith. That's what you need to do. All right, watch this, guys. Watch this. In Proverbs 3:5-7, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Now, be wise. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Otherwise, you're acknowledging God. See, that's another activate key to activate your faith. You acknowledge God. You pray about it. You say, God, you know, I don't want this to be of myself, but Lord, I want you to give me the understanding of what you're doing. See, you're not relying on your own understanding, but you're relying on God's understanding. Okay? So anytime you're making a decision in your life, pray about it. Pray about it and ask God, Lord, do you want this? God, what are you trying to do here? And God is saying, listen, this is what I'm doing, and this is where I want you to go. So you're really relying on him instead of your own self. It's good. In Habakkuk chapter 2:4 says, behold, his soul which lifted up and not upright in him, but he shall live by his faith. I'm going to read you a few more and then I'm done, guys. And Matthew 9:29 says, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be unto you. According to whose faith? It's their faith that activated. You got to understand something. Faith cometh by hearing first. But some of you have faith and it's sitting at the door of you, but you ain't activated it. My God, this is good, guys. You have to activate faith. Faith can sit a dormant right at your door and you ain't even activated it because you're doing nothing to activate it. You're doing nothing to activate it. Let me tell you something. When God tells you to go do something, go do it. Don't question him. Just do it. That's activating faith. Watch this. Matthew 9:29 says, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be unto you. It was according to their faith that Jesus done anything. When we go up to him and say, Lord, I believe that you can heal my eyes. I believe you can heal my eyes. And when we activate that faith, it becomes reality. See, we already have the evidence. It's already there. But we're not tapping into it because we're not putting action to our faith. My God. In John 1:2 says, But as many have received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. See, you're a son of God today. I'm not an apostle. I'm a son of God. You got to understand, if I'm a son, then I'm an heir. Listen, I have the same privilege that Jesus has got. I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Listen, I have power to cast out demons. I have power to raise the dead. I have power to do these things because I am a son of God. I'm not an apostle. I'm not a pastor. I'm a son. It just said it right here, guys, in John 5:24. Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him and sent me. No, I'm sorry. John 1:12 says, but he that has received him, to him he gave power to become son. See, you got to become, he's got to give you power to become a son. What is that word power? Power is something, a privilege that you have been gave. Even to them that believe on his name. In John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life. You shall not come into condemnation, but it passed from death unto life. And 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. See, the devil will look, you will look at things and the devil will put doubt in your heart. Well, you can't do this. Look at here. And this is happening here. Well, let me tell you something. I don't even walk by that. Listen, every time God wanted to bless me, when God blessed me with my truck out there, that brand new truck, Silverado 1500 LT, God, let me tell you something. The minute he blessed me with it, the enemy tried to, my job, he tried to get me to leave my job. Come on, this is how the devil works. He tried to get me to doubt and say, well, you don't make enough money. He's always fighting you to get what God wants you to get. People tell me all the time, you know, this log cabin I live in, oh, that's too high for y'all. Well, we've been here 4 years and we ain't missed a lick. Ain't God good? God's got my back. He just wants me to step into it. Whew, glory to God. In Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by his works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. For as we believed in Jesus Christ, that we must be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. And by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Let me tell you something, friend. It ain't nothing you've done with your self-righteousness, pity crap. Listen, you go around judging people how they should live. Listen, we don't live in condemnation. We don't even live by the law. Why? Because the law cannot justify nothing that Christ did on the cross. Glory to God. He done it on the cross because you couldn't do it yourself. All God's wanting you to do is say, Lord, I can't change my ways. I can't change the way I talk. I can't change the way I walk, but God, I'm trusting in you that you're going to mold me and make me into the image of your son. That's all you got to do. Guys, you can't do this yourself. If you could, then why did Jesus die on a cross? Come on. If you could walk by yourself with God, if you could do this faith walk all by yourself, then why would you need Jesus? And Jesus died in vain. Let me tell you something, friend. He died for your healing. He died for your prosperity. He died for your iniquity. He died for your sins. He died for everything that you got. He died for it, and he didn't do it in vain. He didn't stay on that cross and shed blood tears so you could walk around in doubt and unbelief and thank God why, how, when. It ain't how and when. It's, Lord, I put my trust in you. You know, I'm getting tested by my wife. Her blood pressure keeps going up and down. And God's telling me, he says, son, I got her. I got her. Quit worrying about it. Quit worrying about these things, because Satan wants you to get into a place of doubting your God when he's got your back. He's got you. I told this one fella, and I have to say this, and I'm going to go over a few scriptures and I get off here. This is getting pretty good, guys. This one guy got delivered off of drugs, and I've been talking to him, and he's been fearing. He's been fearing. He's around a bunch of drug addicts, and he's so scared he's going to slip back into that life. Satan has a grip of fear. When you live by fear of thinking, well, Lord, I don't know. Fear will grip you to go on in the unknown with God. God, you must have faith, and you must go in faith. Fear cannot operate you, okay? So this guy's, he's afraid he's going to slip back into drugs and all this stuff. I said, son, let me tell you something. If God delivered you, if he delivered you, just know he's going to keep you. Just know that he's got you every side. You got to walk out and put your hands in his hands. Let me tell you something. I've been serving God for 24 years. No, my ministry ain't on bright lights. It's right where God wants me, and I'm fine with that. I'm in a back bedroom doing a studio, fishing to reach the world for God. I'm fishing to reach the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? This ministry is fishing to blow out of the seam. I'm fishing to be in full-time ministry. I'm fishing to get the baddest motorcycle I've ever had, ever dreamed in my life. And I'm not going to fear to be riding it. Why? Because I'm riding with God. I'm riding with him, and he's got wings on every side. I'm not a fear of the unknown. So what if I die? So what if I die? If I die, I'll be in a better place. I'll be right by him then. Glory to God. I'm not feared of death. Where is your sting, death? Where is your sting? People walk around in fear. How dare you talk to me like that? My mother was on the phone last night talking about, oh, I don't want you to get a motorcycle. Let me tell you something. Ain't no motorcycle gonna fear me. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it'll teach me to walk by faith, because when you on a motorcycle and ain't got control, God's got control then. That's what we want to do. We want to be in control of our life, and God wants us to surrender. You understand what I'm saying? God wants you to surrender. I'm in control of your life now. I call the shots. You don't no more. That's where God wants you, my friend. You quit calling the shots and let him call them for you. My God, I feel so much anointing through this podcast. I tell you, if you was here, I could lay hands on you and every devil in hell come out of you. Now, I'm going to read you this. Hebrews 11, 1 through 40 says, now faith is substance of things hoped for. My God, I feel him today. The evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained of good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made the things which do appear. Come on. Faith. Where is your faith, my friend? Do you put it in chariot and horses? Do you put it in Biden orchestrations? Do you put it in government orchestrations? But let me tell y'all something, and I'm prophesying this right now. This is going to be your best year yet. This is going to be the best year you ever had in your life, right in the middle of a pandemic, right in the middle of a gas price spiking up. But you know what? I don't fear gas prices, because I'm still going to stay the same. I'm going to live the same. I'm not downgrading. I'm upgrading, baby. Not going to fear Biden and his administration, because my God owns it all. I'm going to live by faith and trust God. That's what I'm going to do. You hear what I'm saying? That's what you need to look in the mirror every morning. I'm going to live by faith and I'm going to trust God. I know it's impossible. I know, listen, let me tell y'all something. I just got approved for a Harley. You understand? A brand new Harley, 10 miles on it yesterday. I got approved for it. But you know what? I said, God, I can't afford that. He said, son, let me tell you something. Why? I said, Lord, why did you wait till a pandemic and the gas price is going high and everything else? He said, because if I blessed you, and this is what he told me, and I felt it in my spirit when I was riding down the road. He said, if I blessed you when everything was going good, then you would give more credit to Donald Trump than me. See, and God will wait till you down to nothing to bless you. So he'll get the credit. He shares his glory with no man. No man. No man. No man he shares his glory with. No man. So when you're sick in your body, trust him. When you're down and out, trust him. When you broke, trust him. Trust him. Do not let doubt come out your mouth. That's what's killing you. That's what's killing you. You need to say, you know what? I'm going to trust God with this. I'm going to trust God. And the next person that comes up to me with fear, I'm going to rebuke them right in front of everybody. I'm going to say, listen, God didn't give you that fear. Then why talk about it? God didn't give you that fear. God gave you a power, love, and a sound mind. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. You don't need to fear the unknown. Matter of fact, Jesus said, don't take no thought of tomorrow. Just walk by faith, guys. God's got this. I got a fellow on our radio station. He wrote a song, God's Got It. God's Got It. I love that song, God's Got It. God's Got It. God's Got It. Don't worry about it. Well, guys, listen, it's been so real. I feel that this podcast is going to reach many people. I want you to share it with somebody. Listen, when you listen to this podcast, I want you to push the share button with somebody. Would you do that? Would you do that? Somebody else now, it needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to tap into this faith that we're talking about. Needs to tap into this faith that we're talking about. Needs to tap into this faith we're talking about. All right, guys, thank you so much. Listen, if you want to sow that seed, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you. www.paypal.me/Jason Leppard. Now, if you want to go to thekingdomradio.com, you can go on there and push the give button now, too. You can go on there and give as well. thekingdomradio.com. You can go on there and give there too. Just push the give button and it'll give a monthly, one time, or whatever. I'm telling you, sow your seed. Put action to your faith, my friend. Put action to your faith. Listen, guys, that's all I have today. God bless you with all you do. Listen, I'm telling you, God is getting ready to bless you. This is a season where you're going up. I know, guys, y'all concentrate on all this Biden administration. I'm not scared of the government. I've done made up my mind today. I'm not going to sit and ponder on all that mess. Gas prices going up. Oh, my Lord. You know, I don't really care. I walk by faith. I'm going to trust in God. I'm not going to trust in chariots, horses, or man. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to let it come out my mouth any longer. I'm not worrying about the Biden administration. I'm not worrying about it. All I need to know is I need to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. I need to trust in him and know what he's doing in this season. And watch what he's doing is he's getting ready to bless his children right in the middle of a pandemic. Ain't God good? He's getting ready to bless you. And what all things are falling around you, you're not going to fall. You're fishing to go up. Glory to God. They're going to wonder why. I wonder why he's so blessed living in a pandemic, sitting, driving around in a brand new 2021 Harley, got 10 miles on it. Well, you know, it's God. That's all I can tell you. It's God. You know what? You can get it too. All you got to do is put faith, put action behind your faith. Quit letting faith come to you and start activating your faith. And I'm going to challenge you. Activate your faith today. Sow a seed. Put some action behind your faith. Just saying. Love you guys. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you.